A little inflation is necessary. Necessary for wage growth and profit growth. I'm Song Seng Woon, an economic advisor with CGSI Singapore. We are seeing inflation starting to normalize to what Singapore used to experience, around that 2% inflation. On the growth front, Singapore is a small city state. Mature economy, 2 to 3% growth is really the best outcome that can see. Last year's 4% exceeded forecast. There was some extra oomph coming from manufacturer. Singapore economy did 4% growth, much better than expected, certainly against the 1% growth in the prior year. Manufacturing sector came in better than forecast because tech sector recovery become more broad-based and the drag from pharmaceutical was smaller than expected towards the last part of the year, and together with the services recovery, which continued to broaden, we saw a much better showing for the Singapore economy last year. In Singapore, we cannot fix inflation. We are basically price taker. We have to import almost everything. The chicken that you eat, the vegetables, the onions that goes into your sambal or your any other dishes. So it really depends a lot on global prices. And we clearly have seen global prices, rate of growth, slowing down significantly over the last 12 months, but it is still higher than pre-crisis level. The only inflation really still remaining somewhat sticky is what we call services inflation, because wages remain still on an upward trajectory. Singapore continue to create more jobs than can be filled. And because of the stronger Sing dollar as well, you are just seeing people being able to spend more, both within Singapore and outside of Singapore. So demand for services, whether it's jumping on a plane, take a holiday elsewhere, essentially still costs more. We are hoping that the trajectory of softening trend in inflation persists into 2025. If demand condition remains resilient in the midst of supply constraint, then we may see inflation still somewhat sticky, especially coming out from the services side. But if external shock, for instance, significant tariffs are being imposed by the Trump administration, we may see some of these reflected in higher costs all around. And Singapore, being very dependent on trade, may see repercussion of that on two fronts, either slower growth or higher costs of goods, which will be passed on to us. Whether this materializes obviously depends.